Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
God, that's loud.
Is it?
Oh, it's my fault. I'm going to turn it down. All right. Just you guys. This is loud. It was just loud. I've had a morning. Bear with me. I've had a morning.
But here's the thing is when you have a morning, you seem to be more upset about it being like a little tardy than we are. You don't need to sweat it. It's okay.
You know why? You know why? Can I answer? Can I? The reason is I am alone down here, gentlemen. In this studio, you guys are all together, so you're hanging, and it's kind of like you're there. So it's like you know you're all there. You know I'm there.
Right.
Because I tell you I'm there, but I'm running a little bit late. And then you can kind of hang out. I, on the other hand, have no frame of reference, and I'm flying around trying to get everything done, and I just lost track of the clock on the wall. And
yeah, it happens.
No big deal.
But I will tell you something. With that said, news you may not need today.
Yes.
Is going to be a cut and paste wonderland. It's going to be absolutely hysterically
funny. Called a front cell.
Well, what's great about that is you will enjoy it as much as us because you will be hearing it for the first time.
For the
as
very
well.
First time. Here's
exactly.
The thing. The kicker is, you know, you'll probably judge me because I tell you I like this so much, but it's my kind. It's my kind of humor. It's my kind of funny. And
can you quantify or qualify your kind of humor?
No, I will just share it with you, and then you'll know. I'm silly at heart. I am silly at heart. And
that's how
you know,
much
sometimes
it
you know
you.
I come in here and I tell you guys looking forward to doing the news today because it's got the. I don't know. There's not much that I amuse myself with. I just come in here and I do the show. You guys amuse me. Listeners amuse me. Pony amuses me. Interns amuse me. I don't normally amuse myself. That's the only thing where I will, you know, give myself a little Albert Brooks laugh as
sure.
I'm preparing it. And I did that today where I was like,
"You mentioned
hello, anyway, David.
You mentioned interns.
Speaking of interns, spotlight on recent addition to the Mike O'Mara family, Matt Dotson, friend of Rob Spiewak's family, and need to put him in the hot seat today because I have to ask him a few questions. Matt, are you there?
I am right here, Mike.
Matt, okay, Matt, general manager.
That sounded like he didn't even believe it.
I think I'm right here, Mike.
I'm here. So in many discussions, I have my daughters down here this week who are visiting, and it's lovely. And I will tell you that... through the discussions last night, doing a lot of chatting, and they're just wonderful, and the interaction with their brother. They all love each other so much, and they're having so much fun, and it's terrific. And it makes me forget all the other stuff that freaks me out, like when they talk about their lives at 19 and 21, which really can, you know, if you dwell on that, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. And you know, you're trying to just let that go and just fly over your head and not really dwell on it. Especially with the 21-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, the 21 going on 60, you know. So anyway, with that particular, with my daughter Catherine, she, in the course of a conversation last night, mentions to me that she has a friend who is friends with our intern, Matt Dotson.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, 6 degrees of separation.
Or three.
And, I discussed it with Matt before the show. We will refer to this gentleman as... as Mr. X.
Great guy.
Mr. X.
Because I like to inquire about my daughter's associations, especially her male associations.
This is like a background check or a security check for someone getting a high-powered job.
Who's getting clearance today?
Hey, Catherine!
What role?
Catherine, can you come here for 1 second? You don't have to go on camera. Just come here for 1 second.
Ask her this, Mike. Why didn't she call me?
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I'm going to reach through this camera.
That was really tough to see coming, wasn't it?
Catherine. Stared at my phone. Talking to Matt Dotson.
Nothing.
Our intern who's on campus today. And I'm going to refer to your mutual friend as Mr. X.
Mr.
Okay?
X.
But it's safe to say, I don't want to. Do you want to pop in here for a second? I want to characterize you as... You have relationships with people, but you do not have what I would describe as a formal boyfriend at school. Is that accurate? So that would be the way I would say it, right? Okay. Why are you looking at me? Excuse me? I'm just going to ask him about this guy.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
Ask Catherine if she thinks any good can possibly come of this.
Oh, really? You said it's your bestie? Oh, okay. Wow, Catherine. Matt just... Catherine just... What?
Besties.
Really? Okay, so I can say that? That's cool?
Stop it. Right, that is cool. Not a good hand gesture,
you know,
Oscar.
Oscar, behave yourself. By the way, Oscar wants you to call him.
Shut up.
What's that? Okay. So this Mr. G, Matt, will be this man's name.
Oh, nice. Warren
Mr. G.
Good guy,
Mr. G. Is that cool, Matt?
Yeah,
is
okay.
That regular? So we know this.
Join me middays on WJFK.
All right, so thanks, Rob. But let me just say that Catherine just said to me, Matt, this is her best friend. So that's pretty cool. And I will say that Catherine showed me photographs of two of her male associates, friends. And, you know, they're kind of, why are you giggling already?
Because you are one of the most smooth-talking guys I know. You are an excellent speaker.
And you're chuckling because now I'm
you're hemming and hawing and
I'm having trouble.
It ain't easy, baby.
Are they all abs, Mike?
They are
15 pack.
Let me just say this. Both of these gentlemen, and I say this in a strongly heterosexual way.
Yes. The only way to say it.
Both of these gentlemen, probably if you saw them in a magazine ad, it would not be a surprise.
Oh, wow.
That's the best way. You know, Matt, I'm not speaking out of school here. They're both fine-looking gentlemen.
How good
the one
are
you
they?
Know is a fine-looking lad, correct?
Very fair, yes.
Did you fare like a fair maiden? Like good-looking? Or fair like okay?
My fair maiden.
I was saying
fair
that maiden. Mike was being fair in the way he was describing this guy.
Did you go to high school with this Mr. G?
Yep, we went to high school together. Had several classes together, and I think we even played baseball when I was an athlete. Ooh.
Too much information. Did the chicks
just
dig
like
him?
Mike?
So there are two, Rob.
Yes,
I'm doing the questioning.
Okay. All right.
Ass.
You're talking
make
to
me
his
angry.
Boy, Mike. He gets excited.
I know he does. It's like his second son.
Third.
But this is my daughter we're talking about here. So let me ask this. This is hard for me. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Hi. So these guys, this guy is a nice dude, nice gentleman.
Yes, nice very dude. Nice.
All right.
Black, Latino, white.
He's
mixed.
He's got a heavy beard.
Oh.
In fact, in one of the photographs I saw, he has a big black beard. Is that right? Nice. That we got the right guy here?
I believe the beard is new since high school, but I've seen him since we graduated, and the beard's a thing.
Yeah, nice. And he's a big guy, tall guy, right?
Yes, correct? Tall man.
Yeah, tall, athletic guy.
Bearded.
And so
do the drapes
bearded.
Match the carpet?
Oh, yeah. Will you stop? Come on now.
Well, you know, I'm just trying gym to together. Get
Mr. G.
I have my daughter has associations, and I just want to make sure. You know, they're cool people, and, you know, I like our interns, and I like Matt, and I think Matt's a pretty responsible guy, and if Matt hung out with him, this guy's a pretty reasonable guy. Never did anything crazy, never, like, stood on a person's roof of a house and jumped into a pool or anything like that?
Well, not that I know of. I mean, he was an athlete. He had to hold to those conduct standards.
Okay.
He was a nice guy.
You have to sign an agreement, I believe.
Really? Do you have now? How
don't
do
athletes
know that?
Have to sign agreements?
Something like that. I know if you get in trouble with anything, you get in trouble with coach right afterwards. Yeah. So.
Is that from the rule book of the Daily Leesburgian? Is that what it
well,
is?
Well, that's just been a thing with the athletic programs at the high school.
I've read about them. I've never done a lot of athletics.
All right. So of the two gentlemen that my daughter showed me, this she said this is really her best bud, and she really likes this guy. He's a really nice guy, and they're good friends. That's what I said. So I simply because I. I'm not there all the time. I just wanted to find out. You obviously weren't best buddies with him, but you had enough experience with him where you can assess his personality.
Oh, yeah. Correct? He's a really good guy. He came out when I was in a band in high
what?
School.
Came
he
actually, out?
What?
Oh, well, now I'm relieved.
Easy.
Mr. G.
He would come out and watch my band play in high school. He was a nice enough guy to support us in that. And he actually reached out to me a couple weeks ago, I guess, when I was promoting the show on social media. He said, hey, were you intern? I'm actually buddies with your boss's daughter. And I just slipped my mind.
So that you know what? I'm cool.
That's very cool.
That fact right there, I am completely cool with.
What do he mean by buddies?
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I was going to end it. Oscar, there he goes. He goes into the little move. He goes, we're not going any further. And he wouldn't know that. He wouldn't know
like
what
to do. I would like to know.
What was that?
Study buddies.
Like, if you were to rank them, how does bestie go against buddy? Because I think bestie is more than a buddy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. They're very good friends. Yeah. They're very, very good friends. And she is very fond of this gentleman. So that's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to embarrass anybody.
Tall guy?
I'm not. Very tall.
Very
guy.
Tall. Ooh, long tall. Beard.
Just like Papa.
Yeah. Oh, Papa's not that tall.
Tall and
Papa's
bearded?
Not that tall.
Taller than
Papa's,
all of us.
Yeah, but he's athletic.
You know, they project my son out at 6'2 or 6'3. So I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. But I'm 5'11. I'm 5'11 if I'm 5'11.
Well, that's tall in the 40s.
I might be in the. Hold on. Let me turn on the overhead light. Yeah. Let me try to turn on. Watch that. Watch this.
Just got an
installer. There you go. I'm on the 5'10 and a half side of 5'11.
That's tall. That's tall-ish.
Yeah.
I would say tall starts at 5'10.
Really?
I think so.
All right, I'll accept that. That's cool.
So freakishly tall is 6'8.
My daughters are sweethearts. They are very kind, and they are kind-hearted. They have been kind-hearted their whole lives. I've never had concerns about them. I think they're good kids, and they're doing well, and they're
You should be
wonderful.
Proud, Mike.
Yes.
And I have never, by the way, and usually I've met some of the guys that they hang out with when I've gone to the, but very briefly. Mostly I've met their girlfriends when they bring them down here for spring break.
So I have
spring break. By the way, I logged some time with that. I watched that.
Almost unacceptable, isn't it?
It is a horrible movie.
The worst.
Really bad.
It is truly a horrible. The movie's like cruising along, and then James Franco gets shot in the head, and it's over. You know?
You're like, I thought he was in this for longer, bullet.
By the way, the whole thing. Oscar, at the end of that movie, like those girls could get off that boat and take out everybody at the drug dealer's mansion in Miami.
Right. Yeah.
Not happening.
No. I didn't know it was Charlie's Angels. I don't know they were doing that.
And I was shocked, Mike, because always James Franco movies are great.
Was James Franco the one that got caught in the crevasse and like had to hack his arm off?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
James Franco.
127 hours.
But that wasn't a real life story, Mike. That was just him in a movie.
Have you ever seen my nonverbal impression of James Franco?
No.
All right, here you
go. Yeah, right. Like
leads with his
all
teeth.
Yeah,
leads with his teeth, and he is so gross in Spring Break. You know, I got a machine gun. I got it. If you really listen to James Franco in Spring Break, he almost gets to Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
I got money. I got cash. Spring Break.
And the scary thing is,
Spring Break forever.
It's on cable all the time.
He is the more talented of the Franco brothers.
He's very talented.
The other Franco.
Keep in mind, isn't there a Dave Franco?
Dave Franco, he is the worst.
There is who?
Dave Franco's on fire now, though.
He
He's
sucks.
In every movie.
Dave Franco.
His little brother.
Is that like Casey Affleck? Is that like the challenged younger brother?
But they're both making movies.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
He really. Moves
Although,
his...
Yes, go
he
ahead.
He moves
yes.
his mouth even less than James Franco
he does.
Really?
He
really.
Sucks.
Although
his eyebrows.
Wow.
Although Casey Affleck, and this is a very obscure fact here, in the Oceans franchise, specifically Oceans 13, Casey Affleck and James Caan's son, Scott Caan.
Scott Caan.
Casey Affleck and Scott Caan make me laugh always. They are the best part of the
They're
Ocean's
used
13
well in that
movie.
Yeah.
When they come to the guy where they're kicking him out of the hotel room, That is, I can watch that 50 times in a row where they're the like the security members of the hotel and they're kicking him out. And I think they ad lib it. I think
also,
they ad lib all that.
Scott Kahn, of all these, like, I guess, third generation Hollywood stars,
yeah, second, yeah.
Are just phenomenal. They're absolutely great.
Yeah, Scott Kahn is.
They
looks
know
like
who
the
they are. Like, they yeah. know who they are.
Wasn't
right?
he in the reboot of Hawaii Five-0?
Yeah, he's in it now. Yeah,
he's good in that. He's good in that.
All
he's
the time.
He's in Boiler Room.
Yes.
That's great.
Oh,
in
that's
Boiler
a million
Room,
years
but
ago.
But also,
too.
Think yeah. about this that is it Dave Franco? Dave Franco is in Neighbors.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you don't Dave even realize Franco. It at first. You're like, who is that annoying douche? And it's Dave Franco.
Well, you say yeah. that about everyone in the movie Neighbors.
Very true.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Boiler Room, obscure Boiler Room reference.
Yes.
Seth, you're running a casino out of your house. I don't even know if that's
that
the line.
So great.
Do the classic line,
great.
Won't you?
What's that? Which
about
one?
How will you like your money delivered?
Oh, okay. Would you like your money delivered to your mansion or your yacht? Ben Affleck in that
solid movie.
A young one for
he
him.
He had a
yeah.
cameo.
Yeah, he had a little cameo yeah. as the guy that's kind of like the recruiter and all that. But anyway, to finish this up, Matt Dotson, wonderful intern general manager of the radio station at George Mason University. You vouch for this guy.
I vouch 100%.
Yeah, okay. And you tell Mr. G we've got eyes everywhere.
Mr. G. That's right. Okay, because, you know, are you familiar with the, based on vouching for someone, are you familiar with another old movie, Rounders? Are you familiar with that?
I am familiar with Rounders.
Okay, are you familiar with the character Grandma?
It's been a while.
Okay, Grandma's the guy that kind of like grabs his dog's ears, and he's the loan shark.
Yes.
And he's the leg breaker for Teddy KGB. In the event that anything ever happens where my daughter's feelings are hurt by this gentleman, it's going to come back on you double.
Yeah, double.
Double.
All right.
You hold the marker now.
Noted.
Mm-hmm. You hold the marker. That's exactly right.
And he gets Mike. He gets all this for one college credit.
One college credit. That's worth starting the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Suspect your husband's having an affair? Worried your wife may leave you? Concerned your daughter may have run away with gypsies? Then put your fears to rest with the Butterfield Detective Agency. With my array of disguises, I can blend seamlessly into almost any environment.
Firefighter. Holidaymaker. Infant. Explorer. Fitness instructor. American. Christmas man.
And that's not all.
Sailor. Croupier. Lord Mayor's croupier. Pyramid worker. Theatrical ghost. Central American. Male air hostess.
And that's still not all.
Gay man. Australian. Tea lady. Comedian. Office worker. Carpet salesman.
That's all. So call the Butterfield Detective Agency now. And I promise I will try my absolute hardest to bring your loved ones back to you. Dead or alive.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too, dead or alive. Tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. That is when you can call us and speak with us on the telephone. Any time you like, especially at the beginning of the program. So, if you have a desire to call the Mike O'Mara Show, make sure you call us at 888-920-6673. That's 88920-6673.
That's right. Call us tomorrow for Wide Open Wednesday. Today, all bets are off.
Thank you very much. The show today is brought to you by Boll & Branch. Do you know the most important thing you can do to ensure a good day? It's a good night's sleep. One company has set out to make it possible. That is Boll & Branch. I love Boll & Branch. Their bedding is so soft. It'll be the new standard of comfort you will measure everything else by. You can only get their products at one place, BollAndBranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. I hate department store overhead.
The worst.
It's crushing, amazing, luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple of $100. Just visit Boll, that's B-O-L-L, and Branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Let me tell you about people that do that. When they tell you you can try it out, and they're just selling the stuff to you, and they're not playing any kind of games, that means you got a good product there. Yep. They are 100% committed to giving you the best possible sheets you can get. So go to Boll & Branch and do it. Even better, today for 20% off your entire order. You can do it today. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. Also, they have their fair trade certification. They donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking, which is pretty good stuff. They're good folks. Remember, BollAndBranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. And TMOS, thank you very much, and thank you, Matt Dotson, for that at the beginning of the show.
That must make you feel good, a little reassurance.
I really don't have many misgivings about my kids' judgment. I think they just seem to have always gravitated towards kind, nice kids, and, you know, it's fun when they come down here, and I love seeing them, and we all went to the movies over the weekend.
Ooh.
Took him out to a little movie and then a little din-din afterwards, and we went to, by the way, movies this summer, if anybody's trying to, you know, go see something entertaining. I mean, the only blockbuster this past weekend that people were talking about was the Suicide Squad movie that was just horrible, and I didn't want to go see that, so I fought the 21-year-old over that one. She wanted to see
Did
Suicide
she really
Squad.
Want to see it, even with yeah, all the bad buzz?
I think Jared Leto. Kids wanted to see it. Everybody wanted to go see it.
Went to intermediate
that's who
school
she mentioned.
With
yeah. Yeah. That's who she mentioned. The thing is, we had to see one that it looked like they were going to pull out of the theaters, and I want to recommend it to our listeners. Viggo Mortensen in a movie called Captain Fantastic.
Ooh.
That is
You love
just,
your Viggo.
Oh, I love me the Viggo. He's a good actor, and this is just, you know, this is just a truly, truly wonderful, wonderful movie, and I think you should go see it. It's about a father that raises his kids off the grid and, you know, probably stretching reality a little bit, but no, I think it could be probably done, but really, really funny and poignant and sad and everything you want in a movie. And he's just a kind of a natural actor and does a really, really nice job. So if you want to, I don't know how wide it is and how easy it is to find, because we had to go to a 4:15 show, you know, and I hate that so much when they, you know, pull the intelligent movies out of the theater and you have to kind of just creep
you
in
gotta
and
find
see it in an odd
yeah.
time. So we went to see that. It's really, really
thumbs up
something.
From all attendees.
Yeah, everybody liked it.
Good.
Frank Langella, who plays like the grandfather, and is just
does he play it as Dracula?
He's just great. He's fantastic. I could watch Frank Langella in any role at all. Is that all you refer?
No, but that
you don't even
me.
Get out of your house if you're referring to Dracula.
Oh, but he created the role
Nixon
on Broadway. Oh, he was great in the Nixon movie.
He was great in Nixon. By the way, it wasn't called Nixon. It was about the Frost
Nixon.
Frost Nixon, when David Frost, and he didn't play it as the impression of Nixon that so many actors do. He just played, and he was the most credible Nixon that I think I've ever seen. It was really, really
dramatic. Oh, he's been working steady, I mean, you know, forever, but I think he will always be associated with playing Dracula on Broadway. He was dating, did he marry Whoopi Goldberg, or did they just date?
I am not sure, but that's right. He was with her for a
I think
long
he was
time.
Pre-dancing.
Yeah, I think he was pre-dancing, mm-hmm. and it's just good. It's a good, weird, out there movie, thoughtful movie.
That's
and,
cool.
And you know what? We all probably fantasize to a certain degree about it, what it really might be like if you got in your car. There's plenty of country in mm-hmm. this great United States where you could really go off the grid if you went out maybe to the Pacific Northwest
and
kept driving your car and went out there. And just amazing how they do it. And he's got a bunch of kids that
Governor
that are
Ventura
really
did it for a while.
Didn't he go down to Baja? Didn't he go down to Baja, Mexico?
You can't find me.
Here's the deal. I'm going to be in an Airstream trailer on the Baja Peninsula. I'll be down here. Knock on the door if you need me.
Not many ex-governors do that. You don't see Chuck Robb doing that.
By the way, when I think about Jesse Ventura, I get chills down my spine, to be honest with you. Because he won. Because he won the election.
And that's
true.
That,
it means that just like Arnold, anything is possible in American politics, and I get a little... I get a little wiggy when I think about that.
Do you
I get
think
a little, fear?
I like seeing Jesse Ventura on his reality show where he's going towards the Statue of Liberty. He's like, "They didn't land here. They landed there." And we're like, "Are you talking about immigrants or aliens? What's going on?"
What's he doing? A whole Ellis Island riff?
He's got a TV show where he just talks about conspiracy theories.
Oh, the conspiracy show. Yeah. So he goes all the way back to Ellis Island. Oh, all right, that's cool.
He's blaming everybody for everything.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would be capable certainly not at this age. I wouldn't be capable of doing the entire off-the-grid thing. But it
makes life would be a lot more peaceful.
Yeah.
Well, you look at it and you also say to yourself, we really are similar in many ways to the produce that we consume. When you think about the livestock we consume. We are very similar we're similar to domesticated animals. But we do not have any ability to really live on our own.
If you want to be productive or have some sort of leg up in life, you need the technology. You just need it. And that is a fact.
Well, in our modern society.
In our modern society, that is a fact because you're either going to miss a phone call for an opportunity, you're going to miss an email that's an opportunity, you're going
to
miss something that someone else will pick up.
In the event, if we take the scorched earth Armageddon scenario and you're sitting there and you threw the average citizen into a survivalist situation, we'd be screwed, most of us.
I think many of us
could do it. We
wouldn't
even be able to make fire.
But the thing is that...
What do you mean many of us could do it?
I think many people could do it.
I think we're resilient. We're resilient enough.
If you were thrown into the forest, in the middle of the forest, and you had to survive... You probably wouldn't be able to laugh.
Oh, with a sat phone, absolutely.
No, not with a sat phone.
Rob, do you really think you could?
Oh, Rob would die.
I don't know. I think you
would
know
give
what?
Up
I think that there is
the best.
There is a certain I would hope that Oscar would shut up. That would
advantage?
Be the main thing. That would be the first qualification. But I think that when you are put in desperate situations and this is just a very, very weak analogy, but it makes me think of this. Is that when I was in France, I hadn't taken French in 10 years, but I was in a situation where I needed to communicate. And you know what? All of a sudden, I remembered how to speak French because it was called upon.
That's not the same as having a conversation with a pine tree out in the middle of the
woods. But I'm saying that I think if desperate times call for desperate measures, I'm not even going to look at him because he's such a jerk.
He's raising his hand. He really wants to talk.
I think that more people could accomplish more in that situation than they think they would be able to. That's
I still think they would be challenged to even survive. To even survive a month.
Could be.
I think Rob would be an asset if you're found in that position. If you're in his party and you get lost or we get stranded somewhere, his heat signature alone would be great.
Mm-hmm. You know that surprises me.
That's why the hand went up in the air.
I thought the hack joke was going to have to do with eating me. So if you're updating your scorecards at home, he went with heat
signature.
It's
the infrared signature.
No, here's the thing.
Seen from space.
So you would have to have...
And I will sign anything you want with my infrared signature.
Here's what I think. I think in order to survive, I'm talking about if you're not able to find game, you would have to have practically an encyclopedic knowledge of the flora to be able to know
I'd
what plants
myself.
You could eat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd have to know that. You'd have to know that very well. You would have to have an ability to find and kill game without any tools. That would be problematic. You would have to be able to successfully construct shelter. In such a way that it truly would protect you, you would have to clothe yourself so that you would not be exposed to the elements and exposure. There are so many things. What do? We get our food from the grocery store. We go out. By the way, I'm not preaching survivalism on any level here. I'm really not, because I think those are kind of wingnut people. But the fact is, if you, on the side, garnered some knowledge of, say, people in our special forces military about surviving, you would you'd be ahead of the game. Rob, you don't have that knowledge to go out and do that. I mean,
but
you know
what? Cave people didn't have that knowledge. People can exist on
they
a certain amount.
That knowledge. They did have that knowledge.
They had
their parents pass that knowledge.
It was hard
down
won.
To them.
But the instinct, I think people would be more resilient than you're painting. I'm not saying that we'd be able to reestablish a society in 20 years, but I think that people would live longer than you think they would. That's all. That's just the gut feeling I have. I think
when you bring cave people into it, I think it's basically because you watch those Geico commercials.
That's what I do. Yeah. And lizards too. The lizards can talk. I'd talk to the lizards.
Lizard people.
Can you make fire?
To the lizards. I love insurance companies. I really do. Love their commercials. I love the dogs when they're swimming in the living room. Oh yeah, that sure is funny. We covered that. Me. Anyway, let's take a break. We will come back and we'll continue this wonderful, wonderful discussion. I'll say goodbye to my physical therapists and home nurses from my first round of surgery. Or, I'm sorry, check that. Let me say adios to the gang of four.
Very international.
We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. So right.
Let me tell you. Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. robandjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hey, Rob, you want to do a little Stooges?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. How would you like to sleep on the best pillow you've ever tried? Why don't you say hello to Hello? Say hello to Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Hello.
Hello, Hello.
Hey, Hello. Hey, this is a great pillow. Hello is a buckwheat hull pillow that conforms to you and provides cool, comfortable support. You'll get the best rest you've ever had because Hello... Hello. Suits every sleeping style and position. Now listen, when you get your Hello pillow, you're going to love it. I swear to God. It's 100% made in the USA with environmentally friendly and organic materials. No chemical-based foams or bird feathers. God knows where they've been.
Hate
it's the
them.
Second time I've mentioned God in this commercial. Just pure buckwheat hulls grown and milled in North Dakota.
Now, you know
North
what happened?
North Dakota, which is fantastic. Well, then we'll make you a pillow then.
Last night, Carrie stole my original Hello pillow because she loves it
Hello.
So much. Now we each have one. I woke up this morning. Carrie, I was snoring last night, and Carrie went off to sleep in Julia's bed because Julia's out of town. What's the one thing she took with her? Her Hello pillow. She took it with her. She can't sleep without it now. They're that good.
Try Hello for 60 nights if you're not fully satisfied to get a full refund, no questions asked. Plus, fast, free shipping in the contiguous United States. Just visit HulloPillow.com/TMOS to make the single purchase that you'll appreciate every night for years to come. Plus, 1% of all profits are contributed to the Nature Conservancy. We were talking about surviving before.
Mm-hmm.
Nature. It's wonderful. So get yours today at HulloPillow.com/TMOS and sleep better tonight. Wonderful. I don't know. I just think about, watching that movie and thinking about what I would do if I was out there. I don't know if I'd last. I don't
Cyanide
know if I'd
tablet?
Be able to do it. No, probably just a slow descent.
You'd hold down the fort.
End up being exposed and to the elements and kind of going to sleep and not waking up. That's probably the
Build,
way I
would
go.
I would rather take a cyanide tablet than do a slow descent. If I knew the end was imminent, I would end it.
That's against my religion, Rob. I'm sorry. I can't
I think Rob would give himself up for the greater good. If there was someone that he loved near him, he'd keep them warm and he'd bear the brunt of the environment, right?
Like a whale oil lamp? What are you getting at?
I'm just saying. I didn't mean it like that.
I know you've worked with Rob a long time, and I know he said to you on a number of occasions, eat me.
No. Well, yeah, he would just probably be making good on a long time.
What happened in The Revenant? Oh, yeah. So he would let...
Didn't he sleep inside the carcass of the Arabo or
Star Wars.
Julia, our little Robert, sleep inside of it.
Sleep inside his father.
He could install a zipper. I'd be like the world's biggest flesh-colored sleeping bag. Oh,
that's a nice pillow.
That is a nice pillow. Also, I'm filled with buckwheat. I'm like, this is what you were referring to.
Hello.
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 Hello. You know, you take a chance when you do that for your fine advertiser. Really hope they like that.
I think we'll be okay. Everyone likes the Three Stooges.
So we took the familia not only to the movies over the weekend, but we went to church. And this falls into, I mentioned to you guys before.
You're back, baby. You're back.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. It was nice to see everybody.
You seem spiritually centered this week, so this doesn't surprise
Thanks. F you. So anyway.
Is it Father Joe?
What do you mean Father Joe?
What's his name?
What do you mean Father
Your father.
Joe? What do you think? I'm on a mission trip or something?
What's no, the gentleman that we met at the baptism.
Yeah.
James.
Oh, yeah, same
everyone
difference.
Everyone knows James.
Pastor James. James.
Father Pastor James.
He didn't give the sermon, the second.
Oh, is he on vacation?
No, summertime. Summer schedule.
He was there. He was letting her do it.
Her.
Yeah, there's a minister there that's a lady.
Is that
allowed?
No,
ladies
yet?
Are nurses and teachers, Mike. Not
oh, God. Hit the yeah. alarm for yourself, ass.
The Pope just recently talked about giving them a little power in the church.
Yes, to be
little
deacons.
Deacons.
Right? Deacons.
And to clean.
God, what is wrong with you today? Send the letters to Rob Spiewak, please. Thank you. Thank you very
but
much.
But you have a 2.0 pastor? What does she do?
Pastor 2.0.
She's there usually Master for pastor. She's there the whole time. She can do the show. You know, she can run the whole show.
Who does the sermon? Master Pastor.
Master Pastor. Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be cool if you had that little guy on the in the backpack? giving me a serious, you know.
Remove embargo.
I don't know where we're going today.
Take up collections. Serve wafer.
That is, I swear to God, there are only a few people that are enjoying this, but they're really enjoying it.
Remove wine.
Master Pasta.
Master Blaster.
So here's the thing: when you go there, on the list of things that I wish would not get under my skin, on the list of things that I wish I could do without bothering me,
right.
I would love to remove this. But when I go into a public environment of any kind, it can be a concert, it can be a movie theater, it can be church. When people are hacking. And there were about 11 people in this service. And in the quiet moment where he does this little meditation, you guys have been to one of those services? He does that quiet. And it was just 11 people. And I'm like, you know, expectorate somewhere else. Can you just bring up the lung butter somewhere? Or how about this? I know it's great, and I know you want to get your spiritual nourishment. But really, if you're hacking so badly that it's going to be... for like a half an hour, why don't you stay home and watch it on TV or something? You know, I mean, I really...
Well, for shut-ins.
It drives me... And so Carla gives me the elbow in the ribs because after about the 50th hack...
How do you register your displeasure?
I'm hemming and I'm hawing.
Yeah, but Mike,
you're familiar with
that. Mike, you mentioned this yesterday, but what we didn't realize is... People might have thought that you're.
Did I mention this in its entirety?
You briefly
mentioned it.
Did I
do a whole riff on it yesterday?
Yeah, you mentioned it, but we didn't know that you were actually going to get sick.
Did I really mention
no,
this
the
again?
Pre-show, he did it. He
I
did
mentioned
in the pre-show.
Pre-show. Don't make me feel like
think it was
I
on
have
the
Alzheimer's.
Air. Yeah.
Can you confirm that 100%?
100%. I don't know.
Pony, what do you think? Pony, I know you don't listen to the show when we're doing it.
I listen.
But
good comeback.
Oh, I know that Rob. Now Rob's got on the memory department. Rob's pretty good. Rob, do you think? I thought I mentioned it in the pre-show.
I think it was in your show prep, and we might have discussed it before the show, but we didn't mention it on the show because I would have made a note of it. I think
The size is what really made my alarm go off.
The size,
yeah. And by the way, when you mentioned it before
what do you mean
the show,
the size?
When you because Carla was sighing, you were sighing that.
Oh,
so
I
much,
thought
like,
he meant S I Z.
You were sighing so much that Carla was like, "Hey, knock it out." Right?
And I said that on the
show. Yeah, and yesterday you said you went to church.
I could be wrong. Rob, you got to help me
okay,
out.
Okay, now here, we, this is...
Because now
this,
I'm going to have a real... I'm gonna,
no, no, this
I,
is
I
an easily...
I am so obsessive compulsive about this, I will freak
this
out.
This is easily solved because Matt Dodson...
Let me just say this. Here are the facts as I know them. The facts are, this was something I did want to discuss yesterday, but we didn't get to it, I thought.
All right.
This is something that was on my show prep for today. I thought we would get to it today, but I really thought we did. I don't line stuff out, by the way.
Easily solved. You listened to yesterday's show, right, Matt?
Yes, I did.
Did he mention church?
No, I don't remember...
See,
church thing mentioned. Maybe, Oscar, you're confusing that with the RD bit and Carla's new nickname for Mike?
Royal Dick.
Yeah.
I remember we talked about
so
that yesterday.
He would remember.
Did the Royal Dick happen the same day as church?
No.
I don't think so.
Royal Dick was a driving back from running errands.
This is my connection. If you said it or not, that's not really the important part. The important
just
part,
if we could find out, it would make me very,
yes,
very happy.
The important part is that
then I will know whether to start being treated.
You did not mention it, Mike.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
But what if you did?
He did not.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, and Oscar, you know, has that ability.
This is a
to,
new scab pick, by the way. Right. This sort of mental abuse. But,
this wasn't a scab pick. This
and
wasn't
you know his
that
skill.
Way.
He can sell anything.
Yeah,
to
true.
Anybody, you know, yes. It's like because it's always amazing. God knows he's done it to me for 7 years. So
you,
yeah.
I really thought you were being a hypochondriac when you mentioned it, whether it was today or yesterday.
Maybe I was to a certain extent. Directly in back of us, I was informed. And I don't want to get it too close to the bone here, but I
right.
have to. I was informed by Carla when we were talking about it last night that there was a smoker in back of us. And Carla said, you know, well, she smokes. You know that. And that was the kind of.
Yeah. What she needs is a lozenge. But it, yeah. But you're right. And you know what? I don't think it is.
Farting and coughing in public spaces is verboten. You don't do it on. I hate it on an airplane. I hate it in a movie.
Coughing, really someone do. That has a cough on an airplane, that's the worst.
Right.
That
no,
is.
You know, can I tell you what I think the worst is? And
yeah.
This is decades ago that this happened to me. I was at like one of those chain restaurants. It was either a Denny's
okay.
or one of those kind. And we were in the booths where you're back to back in booths. And there was a guy directly in back of me that I actually called out on it. I was so pissed off. He had a cold and he was doing this.
Oh, no.
Do you remember? We worked with people.
Do you
that,
feel
that
sick today?
Get a cold and go in instead of out. Just choose not to blow.
Yeah.
Because it's a child thing. It's a children's thing. You don't want to blow your nose, so you just go.
Yep.
That is the grossest sound.
It's the worst. Blow the crap out of your head.
Get it out of there.
Instead of sucking it back in because you're sick. And I turned to the guy, and I swear to God, I turned to the guy and said, you're aware people are eating here. You know, we can hear you when you're doing that. He's like, sorry.
I don't think what Mike has is an issue of hypochondria. I don't think it is.
Well, I thought he was sick today.
No.
But I will tell Oscar, it is valid when you say it, because simply what it ultimately gets to is after the superficial annoyance of the situation,
yes.
I go deeper and I begin to think, oh, I'm walking out of here
sure.
with a death grip. I'm walking out of here with a severe death
Zika.
Grip and my daughters are in town. And
oh, the Zika, of course, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Zika, you know, don't tell me. And you tell me if you really think with a massive outbreak of Zika, which is like an hour and a half down the road.
That's right.
You tell me that they're going to bring up like a little, they're going to put up a little airplane and just like send down the cotton candy on top of these creatures and it's going to make everything go away? My ass.
It is curtains.
My ass. I swear to God. I Lex Luthor, our governor, I swear to God, I think he's a dumbass and I don't think he's going to handle it right. That's just my prediction.
I also don't think you can.
Shocking.
I don't think it's really possible and it's almost impossible to contain something like this.
I think you're right. And I think they have. I think that there is an element in the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, where they come out and they say it's going to be fine because one of the things that
they
guard against,
panic.
Not just the people, you know, getting pregnant and having babies with little heads, they have a problem with the idea of people. That's terrible. I'm very sorry.
Like the Beetlejuice babies.
Exactly.
I am sorry.
Exactly.
I am very, very
That's
sorry.
Right.
You know,
about it. Mike, lots
you know,
of
really.
The emotions
well, I mean,
are
really,
running
they're
hot.
They're not all going to go on the Howard Stern show. You know,
that's
I mean,
true.
I mean, that's a tragedy.
That's a
American
one in a million chance that
so
you can turn it into lemonade.
The thing about it is that I think preventing panic, is a huge part of their.
Oh, absolutely.
Big Mike. Big disease hates panic.
Big disease hates panic.
They do.
No, I think it's important.
We'll
it's a mandate. I mean, I'm not. I certainly have no credentials to really back this up. But overall, I think, Mike, logic dictates spraying neighborhoods and that little biplane throwing down pesticide.
Wasn't a biplane, but it was. I think it was a prop plane. I think it was a little
prop regardless,
plane
it was made of spruce.
It really isn't. You sit there, you're like, that's supposed to geofence this entire thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just think when I see that, you know what I see? When I see that plane, that little half-assed plane flying over Miami,
yes.
I picture the people in that 1 square mile neighborhood that are sitting there, you know, in the middle, like ground zero for Zika, and the plane goes over and goes, and then they're standing out in their backyard watching this, and, you know, the neighbor says to the other neighbor, hey, how about that? And so, you know, the other neighbor goes,
he missed the bird bath. You know, I think that's probably what's
going
to happen.
What I think is that there's going to be that one small neighborhood where no one gets Zika and everyone gets cancer. Because they're spraying poison. Yeah, they're poisoning the neighborhood.
Poison. Stay in your when they tell you to stay in your homes.
Stay in your homes.
Bomb on an airplane. When they're telling you when they're telling you to stay in your homes, that's the problem that they have.
Would you leave if you, and this is an honest question.
Sure.
Would you leave your home if Carla was pregnant?
Oh. That's a wonderful question because it is technically.
You mean like go to the main location?
Well, anywhere.
It is technically on the other side of the state, but there is every possibility that it could come, to our area and of course to the entire southeastern United States, maybe the whole country. You never know. God, I don't know. I really have no idea because I've seen local news is inundated with this, and you see the interviews with the young pregnant moms who are talking about the fact how incredibly terrified they are, where they leave their home and, it's 95 degrees down here on a daily basis and they're wearing their long sleeve clothes and they're wearing gloves. And it's terrifying when you think about this. I just hope that their statements that this is a controllable situation are true. And I worry about it. I also worry, you worry about a lot of things down here in paradise.
How long ago was it that they said that it was contained pretty much outside the contiguous United States? Because they did say that.
2 months, probably.
Right?
A couple of months.
And now it's in the United States, in a population center, but it's under control.
They made a big deal about the fact that the only people that had it had flown in from the Caribbean and South America.
Mm-hmm.
Another question. As I watched the Olympics and I...
The Olympics.
The Olympics. And I said Olympics.
Did you?
You jerk.
Some good trash talking on the Olympics. Do some good
fights
on the Olympics.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm a bit of a hypocrite, and I watch the highlights. I don't watch the live stuff but all the time. But I watch. Okay, I'm lying. I watch
all weekend, and I watch all night.
I don't watch. I'm not watching nearly as
cycling
much as I used to.
Women's cycling was wild, and I'm not even
I
want to
tell you.
They had
the lady that took the header.
Yeah, she
and I watched that live, Mike. I said a prayer as soon as I saw that. And
how
then,
fast was she going, do they think? When
50 miles an hour downhill?
Horrible, horrible.
Right?
It was a lady from the Netherlands.
Yeah, I thought she was dead. I'm not going to lie. And then the American lost the medal because she just didn't have enough in her to get it done. Mm-hmm, but she was 2 football fields away from gold.
So you're all in? Are you all in?
I am all
in.
But I'm wondering, since there hasn't been a single Zika case...
Right.
Yet, if the people that were out that we actually said don't blame them for not going down, the golfers, the tennis players,
right,
that they may be watching this being like, man, should have gone down there.
Sure.
Look at all that glory.
I think so.
Look at all that glory.
How long does it take for Zika to manifest itself? Maybe everyone will have it in 2 weeks.
Rob, they're cagey about that, too. They're cagey about the incubation time and how long it can stay
in
your system.
Spieth, Spieth. Not Spieth.
How did he pronounce
Spieth? Spieth with an F at the end. Spieth.
Yeah, it's what's for dinner.
Spieth.
It's Spieth,
yes.
With T-H.
Yeah, Spieth.
Spieth.
So.
Can someone get a Zoolander on the phone so we can get to the bottom of this?
Jordan Spieth.
Yes. Yeah. If you think he's sitting at home thinking, man, I should have gone, look at that podium.
I could have won a medal and put it around my neck.
I think technically those guys that didn't do that, it was a calculated branding issue with them, and I think they probably have some regrets about it. When you look at that, it gets to the whole rap. Golfers have always had that kind of rap as being kind of candy asses and spoiled and
dandies.
They don't want to do stuff.
Foppish dandies.
Foppish dandies, that's right. Hey, we got to take a break. But anyway, Zika down here, 10 inches, 12 inches of rain up in Tampa. Could flood the whole state. I don't know. It's just a scary place.
We
got one hip. I mean, what the hell? I mean,
you don't live
summer.
Forever, no matter. Go out and live it up. Chase the plane, Mike.
Yeah,
breathe heavy.
Right.
Chase the plane.
Hey, there it is. There it is. Breathe. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, for you that are hiring, whether it's your business or you work in the HR department at a large company, if you want to find the perfect hire, think big and be smart. You need to post all of your jobs on all the top job sites. Or, as Rob wrote, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and that's the better way to say it. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post it once, and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. This is the easy way to get it done. And not only the easy way, but the easy way happens to be the more effective way and the way you're going to get better people for your job. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, you rate them, and then you hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Please do it today. And thank you for your feedback. A lot of people have tried it, and a lot of people are having success with it, and we appreciate that. Getting back to the whole Olympic thing, I will admit here I am a slight Olympic hypocrite. I know I railed against the Olympics
on
Friday.
You issued a statement,
And, well, I still feel that way to a certain extent because there are a lot of social ills that are not being addressed, and there are a lot of people that are getting kind of screwed over when they bring this show into town. But, you know, the fact is I do look in, and I don't like the prepackaged NBC human interest stories. What I do like is when you have the guy from South Africa who's going to be swimming against Michael Phelps, who's shadow boxing in front of him to try to psych him out.
I love it.
Phelps is giving him a death stare.
Yeah.
And whether it's real or not, I love that kind of crap.
And he beats him in the pool.
Yeah. And he beats him in the pool. And I love the American women's swimmer who beat the Russian. Was all over this doping scandal. And
handled it really kind of delicately but pointedly. She said, I hope that we can, progress with the sport and keep it clean.
Keep it clean. And the fact is, some of the Russians didn't go to the Olympics because of this whole huge doping scandal over there. And it's cheating, and it's nice to see that the American lady won. So I'm looking in periodically, but at the same time, NBC is getting a ration of crap about the fact that everything is on tape delay. Everything is prepackaged and sanitized and presented to us not when it really occurs. And they're getting crap about it, and they should, I think.
They're on a very similar time zone than us, right? Just like an hour or two off,
It's the same premise that we've had in the past where covering just certain sports, they're trying to give you as many sports as possible.
Okay.
Or prepackaging one day of sports together within an hour package. So I think it's a little strange because it's kind of, the real world of sports,
right. But
because they're narrating and then they're talking and it cuts right back. But
yeah, they wrap all their competitions with the person they want to single out as the human interest
if
story.
You don't,
it makes it an easy,
not,
easier for them to broadcast.
If you don't,
they've done it for years, too.
Yeah, and if you don't know any better, because the Olympics, as far as I'm concerned, in my home, it was a must-see TV, right? We'd sit around and watch as a family these events that we didn't even know anything about. It was just Olympics.
Right.
Yeah, it was
and I don't mind the delivery now because it's easier to digest. You're not giving me just even cycling, for what it's worth. I'm not even a cycling. It was live, and it was boring for most of the
cycling. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Pony, do you like the cycling? Because
you're a cyclist. You're a bike guy.
Yeah, but I can't stand watching people ride.
Yeah,
it's boring.
You're going uphill.
I think it's the most boring
sport in the world. And they're selling the downhill. They're selling. They're like, wait for the downhill. And then you see the meters or the miles come through, like 400 more, 500. And I'm like, when is this downhill?
It's like endless. It's endless. It goes on and on. Now, what I do enjoy, love me the volleyball, both indoor and beach. And I will tell you, the striking contrast, as I mentioned yesterday, between the guys that are the indoor volleyball and the outside volleyball.
No, I'm not.
Knock on the van door and everything will be fine. And I've watched swimming, and that's probably about it. I haven't watched much
marquee
other
than that, so far,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the marquee event, and it's really, it's cool, but at the same time, I don't know. I'm not nearly as into it. And ratings are showing that most people are not as into it as they have been with previous telecasts.
I think it is really hard to watch it and not be constantly reminded that, wow, NBC paid a lot of money for this. Yeah. Wow, NBC is going to get every dollar out of this they can.
They had supermodels on yesterday.
Oh, but here's the thing about NBC. Yeah. This is what I read, and I don't know whether it's true or not, Oscar, that they actually, if they don't hit the marks, you're a metrics guy, you'll like this.
Yes.
If they don't hit the marks they're supposed to hit with the advertising rates that they charge, they have to return the sum of the money. That's what I read.
Oh, man.
That is what I read about this.
That that's
if they
new.
Really, if they screw the pooch because of the ratings, they're, you know, they're going to be in trouble with this. And tonight, I think, is the women's gymnastics, and we'll have a story about the men's gymnastics.
Could you imagine Ryan funny. Seacrest calling his mom, "Mom, turn every TV in the house
exactly
please. NBC.
Please, 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 please." But, you know, I mean, I'm a bit of a hypocrite. I go hot and cold
well,
on
you have
and...
to. I don't think you are, and here's why. Right. You have to at least look in to be culturally relevant and host this show. You're not supporting it. You're not living by it. You're just peeking
and
in.
Every story leading up to it was negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it still is. I mean, the fact is you hear nothing about the raw sewage being poured into the ocean, but then they show, you know, the crew jocks that are out there, and I was recruited to be a crew
hey,
jock
man.
My freshman year of
get in not this that. Tiny it's boat.
That, it's not that kind of boat. Hey, where's the Shannon boat? If I pull hard, I will get us across the finish line. That will be fair. No, the thing about the when I watch
where
the-
are the Winklevoss boys?
When I watch that, you realize they're probably rowing through a river of S.
Mm-hmm.
What they're rowing in down there. And, you know, that's cool. By the way, I've mentioned that on the show before, that when I was out of high school, I was recruited by the crew coach at Marist College, a guy named Gary Caldwell, who was the crew coach at the time. I was recruited to row for Marist College.
Yeah, they wanted you to do mornings, if I recall correctly.
You remember the story that when I realized what time practice was on the cold Hudson River, your boy sort of crapped out on that.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that.
I'm an afternoons guy.
Yeah, I could do traffic in middays.
Well, I just found that, you know, the theater at the time, the live theater was
the air-conditioned and heated theaters of Marist College
were much more acceptable to me than the cold, freeze my ass off Hudson River. And,
the 1 p.m. call.
Yes.
It was good.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, but I was there was a time I was going to. I don't think I ever got in a boat. I don't think I ever
really?
Got. I don't think I ever got in a boat.
So it really got to a point where you just saw the time and walked and felt how cold it was and you said, "I'm outie."
I don't know how I, you know, I don't even have a real firm memory of how it all went down, but I know that because I know I got in and then it was not like I was getting in because of rowing, but I was getting in and there was kind of an unmentioned
you're gonna
assumption
row.
Yes. That I was going to row when I was up there. But then I became familiar. I familiarized myself with it between, you know, constant partying. And I realized that this might not really be for me. And,
so you're going to do crew? Yeah, I'm going to do crew like third weekend. He's like, I don't know about that morning crew.
Conversation at the party went something like, do you know what time you have to be there?
I'm not going to be able to post for that one. Well, hi, Mom, Dad. I missed my fourth crew practice this week, so I'm not going to row. Thank you, but I'm going to be appearing in Streetcar Named Desire in March. So thank you very much.
Come
appreciate
see me
that.
As Captain Von Trapp.
Yes. No, Rob, you got it wrong. That's Captain Keller.
Oh,
Captain Keller in the Miracle Worker. Thank you very much. Yes. I played Helen. I did.
You what?
I played Helen Keller's
This is
father.
Common knowledge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I played Captain Keller.
Yeah.
Helen Keller's father and the director.
He had a
said,
hook for a hand.
No, he did not. He was perfectly fine. And Annie Sullivan was the lady that trained Helen Keller.
Box.
You know, the director gathered us on the stage prior to the rehearsals.
Yes.
And said, now, I need you to get it all out of your system. I know there are going to be a lot of Helen Keller jokes floating around. And so we sat in a circle. And because we were going to be doing this wonderful, beautiful play about Helen Keller, we had to get that out of our system so that nobody would lose it and think. And so we all told, you know, our Helen Keller stories.
Do you remember your favorite?
Well, to be honest, the favorite is not one that I heard on that sitting. The favorite was on a Make Us Laugh with Don years ago, which was what is Helen Keller's favorite convenience store. And this is, by the way, if you're offended by these kind of jokes, turn down the device
talking
right
to
now.
Somebody else.
I don't advocate this. This is not politically correct.
Early 2000s, late 90s. Yeah.
But what's your favorite convenience store? Wawa.
And I didn't solid, even say it away. Solid convenience store.
No, it was not
still solid. Best gas prices years. Around.
There's a couple others that are also not appropriate.
Yeah, you're not doing. We're not going
no,
there.
We're not going
I know you're
there.
Dying to. I know you're chomping now, but you can't, Mr.
You can't,
Finisher.
You can't.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. Not in this modern age.
Give me one, please. Please, just.
Did
one
you hear how Helen Keller broke her arm?
How?
Reading a stop sign.
Let's take a break and we will
see.
Come
that's
back.
Not funny.
That's not funny at all.
No, it appropriated a very brave woman.
We use that as a
brave.
Purpose of not what not to do in this
don't
world.
Do not that, do that, pony.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't fall down a well. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
I'm pretty psyched about that, and I look forward to calls for Pony all day on the show.
It's a privilege.
13 tomorrow? 13?
No, I don't want to go there. I liked 12. I thought 12 was good. I'll be
let's not
be
get
happy.
Greedy.
I'll be happy anywhere around 10 to 12.
Tomorrow. All right, very
Mike,
good.
Mike, I did call Pony last night, and he was at the Hansons.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Monday.
Really?
Oh, it's Monday, anime expect? Night, yeah.
I thought it was spaghetti dinner night.
I think
that's
it's the
code.
Same
that's
thing.
That's code for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you cook up for Din-Din at the Hansons last night?
You know what? They made a really, really delicious tilapia. Oh. It was amazing. Oh. Tomato,
it's a
Parmesan.
Mild white fish.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't trust that fish.
You don't trust any fish that didn't exist when you were a kid.
Exactly.
That's sort of, that all of a sudden is quite popular.
They existed.
Hey, come on over. We're having a little anime party, and we're having tilapia with Zika sauce. Come on over here.
Ooh, lots
be a lot of
fish.
Fun. Hope you enjoy yourself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MeUndies. No matter how you're dressed, do you realize? Of course you do. You spend almost your entire day in your underwear. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some dirty birdies out there that want to sleep in the nude, but I, for one, like to sleep in my underwear, and I tell you, I look great with my MeUndies. Yes,
I'll
Oscar,
tell you after the spot, please. After the spot.
Really?
Yeah, okay, I have an update.
Okay. Every pair of MeUndies is made from, listen to this fabric. It's a wonderful one. It's called Modal. And it's a sustainably sourced fabric, and it is twice as soft as cotton. It's fantastic. Twice as soft. Words cannot describe the fit and feel of MeUndies. You're going to love MeUndies. They're a new client for the Mike O'Mara Show. We would love you to support them, because if you support them, you're supporting us. It's that simple. MeUndies has dozens of styles, even limited edition prints that will make sure your underwear is never boring. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order. 20% off when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS, and you're going to love it.
News.
News.
A new study just proved women hold grudges and stay angry longer than men. They've never worked in radio. Researchers at Harvard studied videos of sports like tennis and boxing from 44 different countries to see how men and women interacted with their opponents after a match, and they found the men were much friendlier with each other afterwards. I think I get that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, this is perfect for the Olympics. They were much more likely to have, quote, peaceful contact like a handshake or a hug. Ronda Rousey comes to mind when you watch Ronda Rousey in an MMA fight. The researchers say there's an evolutionary reason why men are quicker at forgiving than women. Men originally had to work together to hunt to defend their tribe, while the women just took care of and defended their own family. So men had to get over fights quicker to survive, and women had to hold grudges longer and be less trusting also to survive.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, I like
that. That's very cool. Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg are co-hosting an upcoming VH1 cooking show called Martha and Snoop's dinner party. There is nothing Snoop can touch that doesn't go well.
You're right.
Too funny. It's just the way it goes. My daughters came down here, and I don't know if you've seen the viral video of Snoop narrating the hot dog machine.
Yes.
Where they're
yes.
making the hot dogs. It is, I mean, you just, funny is funny, and you can't do anything about it. They'll invite their celebrity friends over for, quote, half-baked evenings of cocktails, cooking, and conversation where nothing is off limits. If nothing is off limits, that could include Snoop's favorite substance.
Sure.
Especially since they use the term half-baked. That's from the actual network that's doing it.
Do you think Martha Sparks?
I hope
so.
I do.
She's from that generation.
Honest,
yeah.
I think perhaps that is the case. And, you know, she's always got that kind of demeanor.
And they have sort of a history. I mean, they've done stuff in the past together.
Both they've been done in prison.
The show was
not prison.
Prison, that's right, Pony. They've done stuff together. I don't think they were in the joint at the same time, though. The show will premiere sometime this fall. Mm-hmm. There's no word what celebrities might make guest appearances, but since Martha and Snoop don't exactly run in the same circles, it could be an eclectic group. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. There was a rumor a few months ago that Burger King was testing a new Whopper burrito in Pennsylvania. Apparently, the tests have gone well.
Oh.
We will have to try this because the Whopperito is going on sale nationwide on Monday.
Yes.
Mark it down, boys.
Woo. Yes.
We have to have our taste test on Monday. It'll be in stores for at least 3 months. Now, will you be able to get it in the morning? Will you be able to send somebody out and get one in the morning? I'm not sure, you know. We'll have to find it.
I'd be open at 10.
You know,
right?
it would be a perfect bonus show taste test because we roll a little later. We can send Mac out and get him out of the studio.
All right, that's next week. We'll try to do that.
Mac
Attack. It'll be in stores for at least 3 months, and it costs $2.99. It has all the ingredients from a Whopper, the burger, the toppings, but chopped up and rolled in a tortilla. You can eat.
It's a floor wax, you cow.
The only difference is that instead of mayo, they use queso sauce.
That sounds excellent.
All right, this is what I alluded to before in the show. The U.S. men's gymnasts think they might get more recognition if they performed shirtless. That's the quote. This is what one of them says, quote, if they saw how yoked we are, maybe that would make a difference. No, if you didn't fall off the bar,
bar.
That would make a difference.
How about you,
the bar.
Win?
Well, that's another good way to get attention. Winning might do it. They finished fifth in the team competition yesterday, but the guys totally understand why the female gymnasts get more attention. They know that it's winning, but they think that,
female gymnasts are not that yoked, are they?
They were bad.
Yeah, they are. Of course they are. They're yoked.
Just kidding.
Is yoked like, is that just like a
that's a term to say
buff?
That you just got 0% body fat.
Do I think yoked is referring to the, your manly parts?
Really? Is it Y-O-L-K like an egg yolk? Or Y-O-K-E like a
like
yolk?
Like an oxen?
On oxen, yes.
I think it's Y-O-L-K like a, I don't know.
If it's eggs.
Well, don't ask me that. Jesus Christ, come on.
You guys haven't been in a gym. You would have heard that term by now.
Sure.
Yoked?
Yes.
Every
bro dog's like, oh, dude, I would be so yoked.
I went into the gym and they said, what are you doing here? Are you yoking?
Man.
Get it? Yoking?
I say it to my guys. I'd say it to my 70-year-olds down here. You know, I'll cure that slice if I just get a little more yoked.
According to Urban Dictionary, Y-O-K-E-D, yoked means well-muscled or powerfully built.
Well-muscled.
Well-muscled.
That sounds like something from like a Jane Austen number. He rode up on his horse across the green field of his country house. I could see from a distance that he was quite well-muscled.
I said, Christ, he's yoked.
It's wonderful. Miss Dashwood, I've been working in London before I came out to the country house to make sure that I was well yoked before I... By the way, could you bring your sisters in, Miss Dashwood? I would love to see them. They're so fantastic. Anyway, all right, so I'm doing some real editing here. I joked about the fact that I didn't, but I did. There is a new video where Dennis Rodman... This is the truth, apparently. Talks about three times that he has broken it during sex. You've listened to all the bonus shows. I have probably told the story about a coworker of mine that had a boyfriend slash fiance husband that broke it during during love. The last time,
during
according
love.
To... I'm just trying to clean it up.
I know.
It's gross to me.
It is.
Apparently, according to Dennis Rodman, the last time it happened, a nurse from the hospital threatened to send pictures of it to the tabloids if he didn't pay her $25,000. I should point out that there are plenty of details in this story. I just thought it was so gross, I didn't want to share it. I will tell you, there was only one that I thought was amusing where he broke it because his partner, during their gymnastics, when they were going at it, asked him to run across the room and do it that way.
Wow.
At a dead run, and he missed, causing the breakage. And three times it's happened to Dennis Rodman.
That running, is that an
adventurous lad.
Is that an event in Rio this year?
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Men's vaulting. Gymnastics, because they're so yoked. And now, here's a little something-something. Two guys named Elliot Fuller and Jason Franklin were riding a canoe down a creek in Wabanaw, Wisconsin last week. When they saw a leg sticking out of a beaver dam.
Oh, no!
They paddled over to it, realized it was a prosthetic leg, and they took it home. They decided to check Craigslist on the off chance that someone had posted about it. They're nice up there. They're nice people, salt
of the
earth.
They do good people.
Believe it or not, someone had. The leg belonged to a 49-year-old guy named Mark Warner. Hey, just like our senator from Virginia.
Might be the same guy.
Who knows? He'd lost it on a fishing trip 3 weeks earlier when his boat flipped over.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a shame. So one of his friends told him to post on Craigslist just in case somebody found it. Elliot and Jason contacted him. They met up, and they gave Mark back his leg on Friday.
Wow.
And a nice thing, he gave him a $50 reward. The only problem that since Friday, Mark has been chewing up all his wooden furniture. See, it was a beaver dam.
Yeah. It's Billy took off some of the shin. I can still use it.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing there? You're eating the kitchen table leg. You're trying to make your own beaver dam.
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
Joining us on this week's episode of the show from NBC4, Lauren Ricketts.
I thought this was the Mike O'Mara Show.
No.
Okay, she'll never be back again.
Oh, you cut us to the quick. Lauren Ricketts, we've already taped the show. She's on it. We have a lot of fun despite her attitude. And we play a great game called Which Came First. Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And she does not get a t-shirt.
Thank you. Hey, Tony, I wanted to say Tony's such a nice guy, and I had a great conversation with him over the weekend. So please, if you want to support our show, support his show as well, the Tony Perkins Show. They have a lot of fun. They bring in local people from D.C. Tony's the anchor man here, if you didn't know, from Fox 5 here in Washington, D.C. And he's very funny, and he was telling me how much he is loving doing that show, and I would love you to enjoy it too. So check out the Tony Perkins Show on the More Network. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. It is the best, and this deal remains absolutely unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. Listen to that deal. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. We have all done our cards at Vistaprint. They are incredibly professional there. They're wonderful. They're affordable. They make a great first impression. And it's never been so easy to look so professional. They're totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has done it. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. I'm still stunned when I give that deal all the time. That is a 50% savings. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, that's TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. It is the best deal you can get, and you will love it at Vistaprint. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. I'm going to close it, and I'm going to open it again. There we go. That's
wide open.
Tuesday, August 9, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
We are all of a certain age in this studio.
Chess.
What do you think?
Got 30s, got 40s, got 50s.
What do you think of when you hear this? Because this still makes me think of one thing in particular.
Oh, yeah.
Van Halen.
Clear Pepsi.
Exactly. Pepsi Clear, right?
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, Crystal Pepsi.
I'm a Van Hagar purist, so I think of Van Hagar.
And this is a great, great song, but this was from the original spot when they launched Crystal Pepsi. Crystal Pepsi is back. Now, if you want to feel old, the millennials of today weren't alive when Crystal Pepsi came out.
I had that story. Like, I had that story a month ago.
So
that, Crystal Pepsi.
So it's back. So what they did is they went out and they actually had millennials taste it, not knowing what it was. And we have recorded their reactions. And I kind of remember, I think it came out when I was a junior in college.
Okay.
And I remember having some of these reactions.
It's on the market now, Rob? Is it on the market
right
now?
This transparent, horrible cola. This is what the millennials are saying.
I do not know what Crystal Pepsi is.
Hadn't heard of it until today.
It came out in 1992.
Yeah.
And was discontinued by 1993.
I was two.
I will say right away that does not taste like regular Pepsi.
Everything in here looks like it could probably kill you.
There's like a chemical-y aftertaste.
Yep.
It tastes like Pepsi.
It's like I wouldn't be mad about it if it was cough syrup.
Tastes kind of like 7-Up. It's a limited time promotion.
Let's just say this explains the 90s.
And here's the thing. Your mind plays such tricks on you. It's supposed to taste like Pepsi, but it's clear. A guy in there said it kind of tastes like Sprite. It tastes nothing like Sprite, but he's seeing a clear soda, and he's tasting Sprite, even though it doesn't. Isn't that weird?
Look, the bottom line.
I'll pick one up.
Here's the thing.
Just for giggles.
I will tell you this, guys. I mean, how many articles do we have that are written about the single worst thing you can put in your body is either a sugary or a diet soda?
Yeah.
Diet soda.
Poison.
Sugary soda is poison. I don't. When Carla and I have a diet soda now, it is a big deal. We give each other crap about it. It is probably once or twice a week now. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, the one we go for is the most antifreeze one on the market. I get a diet Mountain Dew. That's because I think there's probably nothing worse you can put in your body. But there are people that still, when I think about the diet beverages.
I remember in your home in Manassas, I loved going to your house, especially if it was after lunch. Because
I had Dr. Pepper like all over the place.
But you had like cases and cases.
And this is before.
When did you wean yourself off?
Well, Rob will tell you that during the shows, I used to drink exclusively water.
Yeah.
I drank tons of water when we were doing
two
the show.
Two tall Evians. You would do 3 liters in a show.
I would do that. And the advent of the podcast, I probably drank more diet soda in Manassas and then weaned myself off. I didn't wean myself off it. I just stopped doing it down here.
I have to wean myself off.
Probably a year ago. I probably a year ago stopped drinking as much as I did. It's still fun. It's still a great treat for me.
It's just not healthy.
Yeah, it's terrible for you.
Rob, when did you wean yourself off?
I'm down to about one Coke a day. That's about it.
Are you seriously? Are you really?
But Mexican?
That's awesome.
And I drink the Mexican Coke, which actually, because of the real sugar, it doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup. And some scientists will tell you that's actually preferable. But one soda a day, yeah. And Carrie is totally off soda.
Give him credit where credit is due.
Some scientists. It's just not healthy for you.
No, the high fructose corn syrup, they say, is one of the reasons that we have obesity in America. Because the artificial nature, the sweetness derived from
it. What is your substitute fluid? Do you do water?
Water. Water or
really?
Tea.
Good for you.
Carrie is huge on tea. Carrie is off soda totally now. So we have.
I do.
We bought an iced tea machine and we always have it.
That's
what about Crown?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Crown. Oh, yeah, my mostly just water and whiskey. That's it.
Water and whiskey. Good for you.
The Deadspin is a great website, deadspin.com.
Yeah,
they posted something about a day and a half ago that was trending yesterday. One of the better anchors on the Olympics is Mary Carrillo. She was a tennis player.
Yep.
And they posted this.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah,
from 2004.
I'm Mary. She's also on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. She's a brilliant journalist.
She is funny and she is cool.
Yep.
2004, when the Olympics were in Athens, they were not packaging it the way they were now, and sometimes anchors had to fill. And she was covering.
You know what they are packaging, Rob?
What?
The men's gymnastic team. Am I right, ladies?
Yoked.
Yeah, Mary Carrillo is yoked. Did you know that? Did I mention that?
Okay, go ahead.
Well-muscled. She had to cover, of all things, badminton, which is kind of like tennis, but they told her to fill. So she told a story. I found this so entertaining because she said it was totally off the cuff. She was supposed to be explaining the difference between a professional shuttlecock and the kind of shuttlecock you use in your backyard.
This is from a previous Olympics?
2004, but it was trending yesterday. I thought this story was great.
This is the shuttlecock that she used at the Olympics, and this can go up to 200 miles an hour. You cannot tell me that the birdie we use at home, you can lean on this as hard as you want. This thing isn't going 200 miles an hour. It's not. And even though it doesn't look sophisticated, It has a tree-seeking device implanted in it somewhere. I don't know where, but I've played a lot of badminton with my kids. By the seventh shot, this thing's up in the tree. So then what does your kid do? She says, Mommy, I'll get it down. Throws a racket up in the tree. Now your racket's up in the tree. She says, don't worry, I'll get that down. So now your kid goes into the garage and goes and gets the red rubber ball, which should come as standard equipment in any kind of backyard badminton set. Throw that in, that immediately gets impaled. So she goes to get something else to get one of these things down, okay? Now there are kids from all over the neighborhood that have come into your backyard, and they're emptying out your garage, throwing stuff at your tree. Then you see Christopher Burr, and it's always Christopher Burr. He takes a rollerblade, throws it up at the tree, hits your car, you got a dent in your Jeep. You realize you better get your Jeep out of the way, and you also realize that for the first time in 7 years, you can actually pull your car into the garage because there's no sporting equipment there anymore.
The whole story lasted almost 5 minutes just because her producer asked her to fill.
So true, that's though. Funny. It is so true about
she's
badminton.
She's smart. She is really watch Real Sports with Branko. So they got all those.
She's a funny lady.
Even ornery old Bernie Goldberg. And I was like,
Let's close with this. Mike, if you have to quit your job, you might as well quit in a memorable way. This link is on our Facebook page. You can check it out at the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. A lady quits a restaurant because she was accepted at Stanford, I believe it was. And so what she does is she leaves the restaurant in full view of all the customers, moons them, and slaps her ass 5 times. And it sounds a little something like this.
I don't give a f-. Oh, I got hired at Yale. Suck my mother. Oh my God.
It was Yale, not Stanford. Listen,
I believe
one
she
more
was
time.
Hired there, Rob. I don't believe she was accepted. Just to make it clear, that was the term I heard.
There's a big difference.
There's a big difference between hired and accepted, Rob. I just want to make that
Mike,
clear.
I like to accept everybody. Right, let's play one more time, and I want you to just focus up front the sound of the hand slapping the ass.
I don't give a f-. Oh, I got hired at Yale. Suck my mother. Oh my God.
And I don't often comment on YouTube, but I did on this one. I said, she seems nice. That's your audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oscar, you wanted to say one
last
thing?
Yeah, the Yale Lock Company? There's no way Yale, the university, hired that person.
Oh, well, you know, right? If they did, they might be rethinking it after that. I'm not sure. Might be a little rough. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure. She was hired as a professor.
She's the one that invents the combinations. 26, 32, 8.
Maybe she's working in the bowl. Yale Bowl. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeOMaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment, send them late tonight, can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. We really have to tell you, the show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Matt Dotson, along with Ponyboy Matt Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Hello.
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 Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.